you want to say to him? You certainly have
grown.
All right. Or you might say to him, my, how you've
grown.
A child that is born to an unmarried woman is called what? Now here, these would not necessarily be terms you use, but terms you've heard others use.
Illegitimate.
Mm-hmm. Have you heard of such a child called by any other name? And distinguish that these are not, maybe not names that you have used.
No, a bastard.
Which I know is not a term you use. Any other terms? All right. Jane is a very loving child, but Peggy is a...
holy tower.
Now, if Peggy is more, if Jane is more affectionate than Peggy, how would you say it?
She's sweeter than Peggy.
Your brother's son is called your what?
My nephew.
A child that's lost its father and mother is called what?
An orphan.
A person appointed to look after an orphan, is it?
Guardian.
If a woman gives a party and invites all the people that are related to her, you say she asks all?
The relatives.
Yes, she has the same family name and does look a bit like me, but I'm actually... she has the same family name and she does look a bit like me, but I'm actually...
not related.
Not related, all right, very good. Someone who comes into town and no one has ever seen him before. He's called a...
stranger.
Also, people who move into a town are sometimes called what? They are the...
newcomers.
Mm-hmm. Give me a common name for a girl beginning with M. That is a name that's much used.
Mary.
Tell me the name of George Washington's wife.
Martha.
Give me a sort of nickname for Helen beginning with an M.
Nellie.
All right. Tell me what you might call a little boy named William if you wanted to shorten it.
Bill.
All right. Bill or?
Billy.
All right. There's another nickname for William, a shortening of the word.
Willie.
Willie and just plain?
Will.
Mm-hmm. Very good. Who wrote the first of the four Gospels?
Matthew.
Yes. Mm-hmm. What would you call a woman who conducts school?
School teacher.
All right. Do you know the man, the name of the man who wrote famous novels about Indians in the 19th century? Great novels about American Indians were written by James
Fenimore Cooper.
Yes, all right. A preacher that's not really trained, doesn't have a regular pulpit, but preaches on Sunday here and there and makes his living doing something else. Can you think of some names that people might call him? Not necessarily names that you use all the time, but that people in this region might call such a preacher. If he's a sort of pretend to be preacher, can you think of a title that people might give him? If you can't, I'll help you. I'll ask you some of the words and see if you've heard them. Would you call him an untrained preacher, a part-time preacher, a yard axe, a shade tree, or a jackleg preacher? Have you ever heard any of
part-time those? Preacher. Yeah, I've heard jackleg preacher, but that wouldn't be my expression. I'd rather say a part-time preacher.
All right. What relation would my mother's sister be to me? She'd be my
aunt.